lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
What are you doing in the kitchen of Count Von Tripper?
You must pay.
What do you want for breakfast?
This is good.
Hey, coat and tie.
Thank you, madam.
What's the occasion?
Well, gotta impress my new assistant chef, don't you know? The man's never met me.
Jack, I don't know how to tell you this, but he's supposed to try to impress you, not the other way around.
Yeah, you want to see his letter again, Vicky? Check out these references. Mr. E.Z. Taylor has worked at all the top restaurants on the West Coast. Come on, I'll be lucky to get him. Hello? Aunt May? Aunt May! It's Aunt May!
I kind of guessed.
Aunt May, hi, how you doing? Well, I'm good. How's Mom and Dad? Well, listen, how's everything in San Diego? You're in L.A.? You're coming here? Hang on a second. Vicky, how soon will you be leaving for work?
About 5 minutes. Why?
Oh, shucks. You'll miss her.
Oh.
Shucks. How about coming over here in a couple hours? Is that fine? Oh, great. Do you have the address? Yeah, that's it. All right. See you then. Bye-bye. She's a real sweetheart. Just a little old-fashioned, though.
Old-fashioned?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Once she caught me playing doctor, and she almost put me in a hospital.
Really?
I didn't practice again for 3 years. Oh.
No, I'm just sorry I won't be able to meet Aunt May.
Oh, yeah, that's a real darn shame.
Your aunt does know about us living together, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, I suppose she does.
Well, I mean, because if she lives in San Diego, your folks must have told her, right?
Oh, yeah, right. She could have found out about it that way. Or this is great coffee. What you got going in here, cinnamon or something?
Jack, you did write your folks that letter about us, didn't you?
Of course I did.
Because if you didn't, after you promised...
Vicky, a couple of weeks ago, I sat down and I wrote my folks a long, beautiful letter telling them everything about you.
Aw. Well, that's more like it.
You see?
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, now don't worry about this. I'll clean up this pigsty mess you left for me. It's my job, after all, Becky.
I'll see you tonight, honey. Did you say nice things about me in the letter?
Vicky, that letter could be set to music.
Aw, that's sweet.
And one of these days, I'm gonna mail it. Closed. Hi. Sorry, we're closed.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man, I don't see how you get any work done this close to the beach.
I mean,
I've seen some great surf, but today, I was really ripping those waves.
Ripping?
You know, you're floating out on a glassy sea. And this humongous 10-footer comes along and you catch it just right.
Oh, that ripping. Listen, it's been real boss talking to you. But can I help you at all?
Oh, yeah, I'm here about the job in the kitchen.
What?
As assistant chef.
Assistant chef?
Uh-huh.
You're EZ Taylor?
Yeah, I'm EZ. I'm supposed to talk to the owner.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I got his letter right here. Oh, I suppose I should have taken it out of my pocket before I hit the waves. Do you know where I could find Jack Tripper?
No.
Well, I guess I better come back later.
Hang on a second. You know, come to think of it, where is my brain cell? I'm Jack Tripper.
Hey, man, you chopped me real good.
Oh, well.
Nice to meet you, Jack Tripper.
Yeah, hang on a sec. You can't be the EZ Taylor.
Is there another one?
EZ Taylor cooked at the Cove in Oregon.
Oregon. Bad waves. Great parties.
And Eugene's by the beach
in San Diego. San Diego. Great waves. Bad parties.
The lamplighter in Hawaii.
May Duke Kahanamoku rest in peace.
Sorry to bring that up.
So you want me to start now?
Well, look, I don't know if it's such a good idea. Have a seat. Have a sip. No, I just don't know if it's going to work out.
Why not?
Well, see, you'd have to work late every night.
I don't mind.
Well, I can't pay very much.
I don't need much.
What? It's impossible to find a place to live around.
I already found a place to live right in back of your restaurant.
There's nothing in back of my restaurant but an alley.
And my van.
So let's take a look at the kitchen. Hang on, just a second here.
It's a little small, but I could work here.
Yeah, now about your working here.
I mean, see, it's got good kitchen flow,
well, thank you.
Right equipment.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, this double forged German steel here, this is the only way to go.
See, you really think so?
Absolutely.
Look, EZ, you obviously know a lot about kitchens.
Uh-oh.
But what do you mean, uh-oh?
Have you been getting maximum heat output from this oven?
Sure, I think.
If you got some tools, I could make a little adjustment that would make this piece here, like, totally energy efficient.
You could do that?
Totally. Wow. Cold-pressed French almond oil. Oh, you mix this with sherry vinegar and a little fresh tarragon, and makes a primo dressing. Primo. Jackson, I am really looking forward to working with a real pro like yourself.
About your working here.
Yeah?
Welcome aboard.
Hey, all right!
Wait. Now, listen, before you get carried away, I'm going to keep a real close eye on you.
You mean like a tryout?
You got it.
Hey, you won't be disappointed. Hey, I'll do anything to keep this job. So when do I start?
All right, I want you here at 4 o'clock sharp this afternoon.
Great, I will be here. Oh, wait a minute. We got a problem. That's high tide. Well, no problem. We'll just make it 5. Later. Armor oil?
Get me.
Oh, it's you.
You don't miss a thing, do you?
Mr. Bradford, I don't mean to be rude, but see, I'm expecting...
To go out of business, according to our books.
Don't you mean my books?
They're our books, as long as I get a piece of the profits.
Mr. Bradford, can't we talk about this later?
Nope.
Well, what's so important that it can't wait?
Chickens.
Chickens?
Do you realize how many chickens you have bought in the last 4 months?
Well, not often.
Hundreds, and you know what you've been paying for them?
Well, I think...
Too much. Do you realize that if you save just 10 cents a chicken, you'd be saving hundreds of dollars?
Hundreds? Boy, that's not chicken feed, is it? Well, if you want quality, you've got to go for...
The point I'm trying to make is that if you would shop more carefully, we could start making some money around
here.
Well,
if you think you can do better...
Anybody with half a brain could do better.
You're volunteering?
As a matter of fact. Very well, make your little jokes. But remember, he who laughs last gets the last laugh.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Aunt May.
Jack, is that you?
It sure is.
Oh.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, my. Haven't you grown into a handsome young man?
Well,
after all these years, you finally lost your baby fat.
Well, I've been busy. Oh. Come here. Why don't you sit down, all right? Make yourself to home.
Well, thank you.
Let me ask you, what brings you up to L.A.?
Oh, well, I have to get new glasses. I can't see a thing with these.
Why don't you get them in San Diego?
Oh, I wouldn't trust anyone except Dr. Wiley, and he's up here.
Oh.
Such a nice man. He examines your eyes while you wait.
Can I get you something, Aunt May? A glass of wine, perhaps, or...
Wine? In the middle of the day? Well, what other bad habits have you picked up?
Did I say wine? I didn't. I meant a cup of tea. Oh, would you like a cup of tea?
Bless you, dear. I'd love a cup of tea.
All right, coming right up. Oh, hang on for one sec, please. Hello? Oh, hi. No, Vicky isn't home right now. No, I won't forget. I'll tell Vicky you called. All right, bye.
Vicky?
No, not Vicky. Ricky. Oh. Sometimes I have trouble with my V's and R's. He's my boommate. I'll go see about your tea, by the way. Oh, there I go.
This is quite lovely.
Well, thank you. We try to keep it neat, but you know how sloppy we guys can be.
Jack?
Yeah?
There's a question I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
What kind of person is this, Ricky?
He's just your average red-blooded guy who likes to dress up in women's clothes. What? That's part of his nightclub act. Oh, he's a real card. Really funny person. And he's kind of cute with the right kind of makeup, you know?
Well, I think I'd like to meet this young man.
Well, you can't.
Well, but why can't I?
Well, because he's auditioning for a new job. He says it's a real drag.
Do you and Ricky sleep in the same bed?
No, of course not. No. Ricky sleeps on the floor.
On the floor?
Yeah, he's afraid of heights. Oh. Aunt May, I forgot the most important feature of this. I didn't show you the bathroom. Would you please? Oh, right. And Aunt May, look at this. Look at all these magazines. See, the one thing. Now you sit down and take your time. Vicky. What are you doing home so early?
My flight was canceled.
Your flight was canceled?
Why are you whispering?
I have a sore throat.
Oh, poor baby.
My ears are sore, too.
Oh. Well, I've got the whole day off, so I can stay home and take care of you.
Could you run out and get me some cough drops, please?
Oh, sure.
Bless you.
As soon as I get out of my uniform.
We're going downstairs to look at my restaurant.
No, I'm not going anyplace until I have my cup of tea.
Well, it's not ready yet.
Kevin's calling.
You know something? Let's have our tea L.A. style al fresco.
What?
That means outside. Here we go.
On the fire escape?
We call it the patio. Please. It's a wonderful view. If you lean over to your right a little bit and look past that tree, when the bus clears, you can almost catch a glimpse of the ocean. Have fun.
Okay, what kind of cough drops do you want?
It really doesn't matter. Just hurry.
Okay.
Oh, I like a lot of lemon with my... Oh! Hello.
Who's that woman on the fire escape?
Oh, my God, there must be a fire. Let's get out of here.
What are you doing on the fire escape?
We call it the patio. Could you help me down?
Yeah, please? Be careful. I'll watch your step.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
That's very nice.
There you go.
Oh, don't tell me. You are Ricky.
Ricky?
And you know Jack is right? With the proper makeup, you could be cute.
Jack.
Okay, now it's time for truth, all right? This is Aunt May, and this is Vicky, not Ricky. And she's not a guy, she's a girl.
Oh, you mean that you and this girl are...
Yes, that's right. Vicky and I live together.
Oh.
Oh, Jack, you finally said it.
Yes, I did. Aunt May, I'd like you to meet my wife.
Your wife? Oh, Jack, I am so happy. I think I'm going to cry.
Me too.
Oh, dear, I'm going to need some tissues.
In the bathroom, Aunt May.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Time for the truth,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Vicky, I couldn't tell her. She's an old lady with old-fashioned ideas. I want to break it to her gradually.
I just want to ask you one question, Jack.
What?
Did you write that letter to your folks?
Of course I did!
Oh. Did you mail it?
You said one question.
Jack!
I'll mail it. It's in my top drawer, Vicky. I promise you. It won't.
Last laugh, Jack. Last laugh.
Oh, my God.
Is that a chicken? Huh?
Yeah, that's a chicken, all right, Mr. Brown.
Feel that juicy plump tender.
No, take your word for it.
Hey, this didn't just fall into my lap, you know. I had to go hunting.
You shot a chicken?
I had to drive all over town until I thought, you know how much I paid for this?
No, I really don't.
Take a guess. You'll never guess how much I paid for this.
49 cents a pound.
That's right.
How did you guess?
Well, that's what I pay for them when they're on special. But you only get two to a customer.
Who is this nosy old...
Mr. Bradford, I think you should refrigerator right away. Here, let me have this.
Who is that woman?
Well, that's... Oh, thank you. We have to talk about that right now. See, that is my Aunt May, and I sort of mentioned to her by mistake that this'll get you that Vicky and I are married.
You mean you lied to her?
Well, yes, sir, I'm sorry.
No, I understand.
You do?
Certainly, I wouldn't want anyone in my family to know that you and Vicky are whatever it is you're doing.
But that you'll help me and go along with it?
Certainly not.
But you said...
I said that I would lie to my family, not yours. Madam, there is something that you should know.
Vicky tells me your name is James Bradford.
Yes. Madam, what would you think of a young man who deliberately...
Oh, do you have any relatives in San Diego?
Yes, my sister Agnes lives there.
Agnes? Well, she's the one who told me about you.
Oh?
Oh, she talks about her handsome brother all the time.
Well, so you know Aggie.
Oh, yes.
You know Aggie?
Oh, we're in the church choir together. Oh, we're very, very close. We tell each other everything.
That's interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You wanted to ask me something.
Yes. Yes, I did. What do you think of my son-in-law here?
Well, I think he's wonderful. And your daughter is such a lovely girl.
Thank you.
She's so lucky to have found a nice boy like Jack.
Yes.
Well, I suppose you're looking forward to being a grandfather? Just looking at Jack and Vicky, you can tell that soon they'll have a house full of children.
Hey, Aunt May, you're on the edge now with shame. Come on.
I'd like a drink, please.
A glass of warm milk?
A glass of whiskey.
Coming right up, Dad.
Excuse me. Now you've got my father lying.
Yeah, I'm so glad he's good at it.
I've had enough of this. Now you either get out there and tell your aunt the truth or I'll do it for you.
Okay. You do it for me. Just give me I'll do it. Aunt May?
Yes?
I have something very important to tell you.
The whiskey.
Good idea. Vicky and I are not.
We're not married.
Not married?
Not yet.
I'm as shocked as you are.
Please, don't tell my mom and dad about this. I'd rather do that myself, all right?
Oh, that's all right. I understand. I wouldn't want them to know about Herman either. Oh, dear.
Herman? Who's Herman?
Well, he's a gentleman that I've been living... keeping company with.
Runs in the family.
Oh dear, I'm going to be late for my appointment.
Thanks for coming, and please, Aunt May, remember about Vicky and me.
No, dear, it's all right. Your secret is safe with me.
Oh, thank you. Well, I guess everything's okay then.
Is it, Jack?
Well, hang on, just one second. We'll be right there.
Well, it's been so nice meeting you.
Oh, you come again real soon.
I will. And Mr. Bradford, it has certainly been a pleasure meeting you.
Yes.
You should come down and visit our senior citizen center.
Why?
You'd feel right at home.
I don't want you to miss your bus.
Aunt May? Uh-huh. Aunt May, listen, I keep forgetting to mail this letter. Would you do me a favor and give this to my mother and father for me?
Oh, I'd be happy to, dear.
Okay.
Well,
bye-bye. Let me get the door.
Bye-bye.
Have a good trip.
Bye, all.
Take care.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, must you?
He's right. This isn't the place.
If you'll excuse me.
Hold it. We've got work to do.
Now?
Yes, now. We're going to straighten out these books if it takes all day.
All day?
Sorry to bother you, Jack.
Mr. Bradford, say hello to E.Z. Taylor.
Why?
He's my new assistant chef.
You let him near food?
What's the problem, Easy?
Well, I was backing my van out of the alley, and I was being real careful, too, when... crunch!
Crunch?
I swear I never saw that Mercedes parked behind me.
Mercedes?
Brand new one, too.
Oh, my God.
Did I say something wrong?
No, in fact, I think you just passed your first test.
All right! I'll see you at 6. Five!
Jack!
Make that 7!
It's time, Kimasabi.
Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
The new landlord threatens to evict the trio. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu